Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, but greatly divided along lines of politics. That doesn't mean we're divided along lines of race. Not deeply, deeply divided when it comes to valuing police and their work. I was just speaking to you about a Pew study that was just released. Based on polling that took place before the death of George Floyd, but I don't believe that the tragic death, as horrifying as it has been, has changed the underlying attitudes toward police departments. They asked Americans, do you have a great deal of confidence in police officers to act in the best interest of the public? A fair amount of confidence in police officers to act in the best interest of the public? Or do you have none at all? And basically, in terms of the either a small amount, you could choose either a small amount or none at all. And basically, the public gave very strong reviews to cops among Hispanic Americans, our largest, quote, ethnic minority. 74%. Said they had either a great deal of confidence or a fair amount. Among white Americans, 84%. Among blacks, slightly lower, but still 56%. Now, that's a solid majority of black people. And then they asked this. They asked this question, and again, this is done this year. They said the percentage who would rate the ethical standards of police officers is very high. High, low, or very low. And the total for the whole country was 73% rated the ethical standards of police officers as high or very high. Among black people, it was 52%. Among Hispanics, 66%. This is not a situation where you will find large numbers of people, even in the black community, who believe that police officers are somehow preying on that community, somehow working to destroy it or to oppress people. And the extremism of folks who say that what we need now is to abolish the police or pull off the police are ignoring a basic fact, which is that there has been a great improvement in policing and in public safety in the United States. And this has been despite the fact that you have more and more Americans who buy guns. Some people would say, well, more guns may have even contributed to this greater enhanced public safety. Fact Tank at Pew Research, and I think, can we agree, Pew Research is not some kind of conservative right-wing operation. It's a center-left, if anything. And Pew Research says five facts about crime in the U.S. This was released at the end of last year. And it says, number one, violent crime in the U.S. has fallen sharply over the past quarter century. The using FBI numbers, the violent crime rate fell 51% between 1993 and 2018. That's FBI numbers. Using the Bureau of Justice Statistics, which is the Justice Department generally, the rate fell even more, 71% during that span. The long-term decline in violent crime hasn't been uninterrupted, for instance. Reported increases in the violent crime rate between 2004 and 2006, and again between 2014 and 2016, violent crime includes offenses such as rape, robbery, and assault. But I think it's worth noting that 2017-2018 crime was again down, and it continued the general downward trend. Crime rates have fallen since the 1990s. Property crime has declined significantly over the long term. Property crime down 54%. And then they say there's another factor, which is that public perceptions about crime in the U.S. don't often align with the data. In other words, despite the fact that crime has been going down and going down very sharply and going down heroically, despite that fact, people still think we are a crime-ridden nation, as we were back in the 60s and 70s in particular. And it's in that context, not recognizing some of the tremendous historic successes of policing. And by the way, you know who deserves a lot of credit on this? Rudy Giuliani. I know that people on the left now hate him because he's so closely identified as a spokesperson for President Trump. But Rudy Giuliani was a great mayor of New York City. And under his leadership and putting into practice the broken windows theory, basically said you want crime to go down, you start enforcing all the laws. And you make sure that graffiti is cleaned up. Because if you have broken windows and graffiti and people passed out drunk on the streets, if you have that, that communicates to potential criminals, hey, all order is broken down here. There is no law and order. And encourages crime of every sort. Giuliani brought down the crime rate in New York by more than two-thirds during the time he was mayor. And it was a historic success. And repeated around the country, in L.A., in Seattle, in Chicago even. Criminal numbers went down. And so the response to that success, this story from today, leaders with Black Lives Matter, Seattle, King County, announced plans, actually they announced their plans over the weekend for a statewide general strike. A statewide march and a day of action in support of all black lives. That's supposed to happen on June 12th, which is coming up. Let's see, it's is that Friday? Is that Friday or next Saturday or when? Let's see, June 12th is Friday. Yeah, great. So people can have a three-day weekend if you're going to have a general strike. I mean, but we had a general strike in Seattle, and it was a disaster for the whole country and particularly for the region. A general strike didn't work, by the way. That was 1919, right after the flu epidemic. We are calling on everyone in Washington who is able to be there. If you can't be at the march with us in Seattle, organize a march in your own community. The announcement came after officials with Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan, officials met with her and to present a list of demands. Here are the demands that were presented by the Black Lives Matter King County leaders. Number one, we demand that all law enforcement at demonstrations turn on their body cams and leave them on throughout the entirety of their shift. Okay. Number two, we demand the city divest $100 million in the police budget and that that money be used for de-escalation teams, street outreach, crisis intervention teams, mental health diversion teams, housing, and personal protective equipment. Number three, and I love this, we demand the end of sweeping homeless encampments as it violates guidelines in treating and supporting people and families experiencing homelessness. No more homeless sweeps? So what, you follow the Shama Sawant plan and make it legal for homeless people to camp everywhere? We demand the city of Seattle to develop a fully funded and staffed black commission. Is that something we need? If these sound like good ideas to you, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. How does this play politically? We'll get to that coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a great deal of information out there that demonstrates to me, it seems, that something that conservatives have been saying for a long time. I mean, I've been saying it for 20 years. Not 30, but 20. Which is that liberalism has become a substitute religion for a lot of people. And there's a story in the news right now that I think demonstrates how profoundly true that is. When you look at the opportunity that the approach that people have been taking to the coronavirus right now, and there is some good news about coronavirus headlined in the Wall Street Journal. It's showing that there are better treatments for coronavirus, that people who get the virus, even people over 80 who get the virus, are more likely to survive than we thought they would be. Okay. But with all of that, there is this story of the medical professionals who signed a statement that said that, okay, we're all in favor of locking down everything. And locking down churches and synagogues and mosques and Buddhist temples and anything religious. But in terms of demonstrations that have far, far above the numbers of people that are supposed to be avoided at churches and synagogues, we're all for those demonstrations. And this is extraordinary. This is a group of medical professionals. There are 3,000 of them who signed this statement now. And it's an insane statement. It's truly, truly bizarre. Public health researchers from the University of Washington circulated a letter, which right away received 1,300 signatures from healthcare professionals, from providers, epidemiologists, and medical students around the country that looked at treating the demonstrations against the police differently from any other form of demonstration or any form of public gathering. What's fascinating about their statement is at the same time they publicly support the demonstrations as necessary, they say that other kinds of demonstrations, for instance, against the lockdown, oh, those are not necessary. Listen, they say, as public health advocates, we do not condemn these gatherings as risky for COVID-19 transmission. Well, how not? Every scientific analysis says they're profoundly risky. And in fact, there are leading experts, including people at the CDC, who are saying we're going to have a second wave that's going to strike the country sometime very soon because of the demonstrations. And yes, it's with the tear gas or pepper spray. Sometimes people have all kinds of secretions. They're coughing. They're shouting, which when you shout, you expectorate often. And that helps transmission, and people are certainly crowded together, sometimes in paddy wagons. In any event, they say, as public health advocates, we do not condemn these gatherings as risky for COVID-19 transmission. We support them as vital to the national public health and to the threatened health specifically of black people in the United States. We can show that support by facilitating safest protesting practices without detracting from demonstrators' ability to gather and demand change. This should not be confused with a permissive stance on all gatherings, particularly protests against stay-at-home orders. Those actions not only oppose public health interventions, but are also rooted in white nationalism and run contrary to respect for black lives. Protests against systemic racism, however, which foster the disproportionate burden of COVID-19 on black communities and also perpetuates police violence, must be supported. What? In other words, what they're saying is that it's dangerous in terms of COVID-19 if you demonstrate against a lockdown, that's very dangerous. But if you're demonstrating against police, that's terrific. Really? And you see, this is an indication of a secular religion. In other words, you have people on the religious side of things, have said, look, it's wrong. Religious services are essential. And there are people, Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, who have taken that position. Now, finally, they are opening up a little bit in terms of religious services. But what the folks here are saying is that these demonstrations are the equivalent of religious services. Somehow, magically, they are so necessary, that they are so profound, that they must transcend any common sense or scientifically reliable risk of transmission. It's crazy. This goes to the point that there has never actually been a truly secular society, ever. People embrace one religion or another. Communism was a religion. It has its saints. It had its places of worship. I mean, remember, they kept bodies of both Stalin and Lenin. They still have Lenin stuffed for people to look at. Holy relics. It's in Red Square. They got rid of Stalin, but Lenin's still there, still rotting. Well, they supposedly have preserved him very well. But it's a craziness. And that is a form of religion. And for many, many people, there's a Pew study that shows the breakdown of the American electorate in terms of a share of the electorate. And they compare white evangelicals where they lean Republican by 78 to 17 by a margin of 61. And they compare that to the religiously unaffiliated, who overwhelmingly lean Democratic. Now, the religiously unaffiliated have taken on, largely, the religion of liberalism. And yes, I believe for many people, it is a faith. You believe in magical stuff. You believe in stuff that transcends rationality, like the idea that there's no real danger. We don't recommend against getting together in demonstrations, because those demonstrations are so important that you will be somehow protected. And here is the problem with this Pew analysis of the changing electorate, why I think they underestimate the power of a religious people, is they do list white evangelicals as 18% of the national electorate. And then they list the religiously unaffiliated as a much bigger share, 25% of the national electorate. But what most people looking at this study have not focused on is the very big Republican advantage among all people who attend religious services weekly or more. I'm included in that. And except when those services have been suspended by the pandemic. There's a 20-point Republican analysis advantage for that group. And by the way, that's 33%, considerably more than the religiously unaffiliated. We are not yet a secular or a secular liberally religious country. When we come back, we get to this election.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are unveiling a new sweeping police reform package seeking to quickly respond to the outrage that swept across the country in response to George Floyd's killing in Minnesota. Democrat from California, Karen Bass, says the reforms are needed.
I am certain that police officers want to make sure they are trained in the best practices in policing. A profession where you have the power to kill should be a profession that requires highly trained officers who are accountable to the public.
A public viewing for George Floyd is underway in Houston. It comes ahead of a private memorial service that'll take place on Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to meet with Floyd's family today, and a judge sets bail at $1 million for the former Minneapolis police officer charged with second-degree murder in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, there is a great deal of a back and forth that has gone on between the President of the United States and a former Secretary of State named Colin Powell, who announced over the weekend that no, he was not going to be supporting President Trump. President Trump tweeted unnecessarily about General Powell, it seems to me, suggesting that he was weak and attacking his record as National Security Advisor, a four-star general. He was National Security Advisor to President Reagan and to President Bush, Secretary of State for the second President Bush. In any event, General Powell remains widely admired by Americans, and I would question the utility of President Trump basically attacking him at this point. Condoleezza Rice was also Secretary of State, also African-American, of course, and she went on Face the Nation, and I think she handled about as gently and positively as she possibly could some of the questions that she was placed about the current situation of race relations in the United States and the president's handling of them. Here was Secretary Rice.
People are a little bit sick and tired of being sick and tired, to quote the great civil rights leader, Fannie Lou Hamer. And I think that is leading people of various backgrounds, different colors, different experiences, to say, how can we really make the outcome different this time? And it's leading people to look at questions about our criminal justice system, about the justice of our institutions. But more importantly, it's looking, having us look in the mirror at questions about race. It's a very, very deep and abiding wound in an America that was born with a birth defect of slavery. And I'm really hoping hoping that this time we'll have really honest conversations, conversations that are not judgmental, conversations that are deep, but honest conversations about what we've been through and who we want to be.
Okay, good for Secretary Rice. She then talked about some of those ills from the past. Listen.
We have a very painful history. Europeans and Africans came to this country together. Africans came in chains. My DNA is 40% European. My great-great-grandfather was my great-grandmother's slave owner. That's a very hard truth. But it is a truth of the past. We now have to talk about how to move forward. And when I talk to people of different colors, particularly my white friends, my white colleagues, I don't want it to be in the language of recrimination. I want to be in the language of how do we move forward. I think we each have an individual responsibility. It's a collective responsibility, yes, but it's an individual responsibility to ask, what am I going to do specifically? What am I going to do to help heal these wounds and to move our country forward? Because race is still very much a factor in everyday life in America.
And finally, she was asked about President Trump. And again, very graceful and eloquent and deft at giving her answer. Listen.
I would ask the president to first and foremost speak in the language of unity, the language of empathy. Not everyone is going to agree with any president, with this president. But you have to speak to every American, not just to those who might agree with you. And you have to speak about the deep wounds that we have and that we're going to overcome them. I've heard the president talk about the resilience of Americans. I'd love to hear more of that. Twitter and tweeting are not great ways for complex thoughts, for complex messages. When the president speaks, it needs to be from a place of thoughtfulness, from a place of having really honed the message so that it reaches all Americans. And by the way, not just the president. I would love to hear this from our leaders in Congress on both sides of the aisle. I would love to hear it from mayors and from governors and from others. Leaders at this particular point need to do everything that they can to overcome, not intensify our divisions.
That, of course, I think speaks for what most Americans earnestly desire. And finally, Condoleezza Rice concluded with a piece of advice concerning how to handle some of the unrest and some of the what even constitute riots in American cities. Listen.
Well, I would absolutely advise against it, particularly at this time. Look, the Founding Fathers were very smart about this. Thomas Jefferson talked about the citizen soldier, and the embodiment of the citizen soldier these days is the National Guard and Reserve. They come from these communities. They are of these communities. They're trained in everything from dealing with natural disasters to dealing with issues like crowd control, and when the local police can't handle it, the National Guard's the right answer. Our military isn't trained to do this. Our military is trained for the battlefield, and this isn't a battlefield in that sense.
Okay, and by the way, President Trump has even withdrawn the National Guard that he had authorized to help in Washington, D.C., because as things calm down, this becomes much, much less necessary. I do think that Condoleezza Rice clearly speaks for the overwhelming majority of Americans. And this is something where, yes, President Trump can work on it. It's still 5 months before the election. But right now, there's a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll that has all kinds of interesting messages in it. And some of them actually encouraging for the president. Most not, but some of them encouraging for the president. For instance, when they asked people, who do you think would be better on cutting the unemployment rate and getting people back to work, by 48 to 35, that's a pretty good margin. People prefer Trump to Biden. Dealing with the economy generally, it's 48 to 37. Again, a pretty good margin. But the one area where Biden has a very commanding lead is having the ability to bring the country together. And I think people coming out of this period that we're in of lockdown and pandemic and demonstrations every day and riots and then threatening now a general strike in the state of Washington. People want to come together. There is one aspect of this, though, that I would take a very careful look at. This is a big new poll. There's all kinds of detail in there suggesting that right now Joe Biden has a lead, not a overwhelming lead, but a lead in the presidential race. But the poll also showed that roughly two-thirds of voters said they always wear a mask when they leave the house. 21% say they sometimes wear a mask. Only 15% say they rarely or never do. Okay, I'm calling BS on this one. I mean, I don't think my experience out there is so different from everybody else's. Do you really believe that the overwhelming majority of Americans wear masks most of the time? I don't. And I think what this shows is that people give pollsters the answer they want to hear. And I think that means that there's a lot of understatement of Trump's support. We'll get to that. Also, a question about where do you find an accurate history of slavery? That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Michael Medved show, we got a letter, an email from Andrew in Cleveland, and I wanted to share it with you because he, well, first of all, he's a big fan of the show, and I appreciate that. But Andrew in Cleveland says, thank you so much for the great and balanced work you do. I am glad to have signed up as a Medhead member so I can listen to you every day. And he says, you're still the most reasonable voice out there. I will get straight to my question. Do you have any recommendations of trustworthy books or even documentaries that would give me an accurate portrayal of, number one, the history of slavery in the country and or the world? Now, that's a great question. And when you said and or the world, that's exactly the point, is that America's chapter in the history of slavery was not the dominant chapter. A very, very small percentage, less than 5% of the slaves who were taken out of Africa and kidnapped and brutally mistreated and brought elsewhere, less than 5% of those slaves were brought to what later became the United States. Most were brought to South America, Brazil in particular, to the West Indies. A great many to the West Indies, which is why you have such dominant black population in countries like Haiti and throughout the West Indies, Jamaica, elsewhere. In any event, there's a great book from 2006 by the leading historian of slavery in the world, and he's not liberal and he's not conservative. He's a historian. His name is David Brian Davis. He taught at Yale for many years. And the book is called Inhuman Bondage. And it's a whole history of this idea of slavery. And one of the things that it shows is, contrary to what a lot of people believe, slavery wasn't the product of racism. It wasn't. Racism, evil, poisonous, toxic, horrible racism, was the product of slavery. Slavery was an economic institution. It was employed everywhere. And frequently in primitive societies, you would make slaves of people that you conquered. You'd go ahead and steal people, basically, when you had a victorious war. But the slavery that grew up with Africa, and with the beginning of colonialism against Africa, that was a slavery that gave rise to the idea justifying this cruel and hideous institution, that the people being enslaved were not really people. They were less than human. Hence the title of that book, Inhuman Bondage. And then he says, the history of the post-slavery years, post-Civil War up to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. I was thinking about that because I don't know of many books that are specifically on that period, but there is a general history of the American people that I would heartily recommend. It came out, the most recent edition, in 1999. So it brings you beyond 1964. And, but it has full attention to some of the racial struggles and some of the difficulties. It's written by Paul Johnson, who is a British historian. It's called The History of the American People. And it is a marvelous read. It is beautifully written and balanced and well-researched. And again, treats history as a work that does have some heroes and does have some villains. And even in American history, that's the case. Though we have been so profoundly blessed as I think that Paul Johnson makes clear. So, though, Andrew, those are two books, and I would be remiss if I didn't give a third recommendation, which particularly for that period you're talking about, after the Civil War, my most recent book, God's Hand on America, begins the week after the Civil War ended, which is precisely when Lincoln was assassinated and William Henry Seward, the Secretary of State, survived a brutal assassination attempt. And the book takes you through a series of highlights that seem to indicate that fate was on America's side. I believe that's still the case, despite what some of our foreign adversaries might want to do to us. A final clip from Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, clip number 6, Jeremy, about how some of those foreign adversaries are trying to make hay out of the protests that we're going through in our country right now. Listen.
I would say to those, particularly in places like China and Russia and Iran, who may want to use this for propaganda, oh, let's not be absurd. This is not Tiananmen Square, where you mowed down people who disagreed with the government. This is not the invasion of Crimea, where you took land from your neighbor. This is not the Green Revolution in Iran, where you killed people wantonly because they wouldn't agree with the theocratic government. And I would even say to our friends abroad in places like Europe, where I'm seeing demonstrations in support of what is happening here, thank you for your support, but please look in the mirror. Please ask yourself, in countries in Europe and countries all across the world, what are you doing about racial and ethnic inequality in your own circumstances? America has gotten better because we have been willing to confront our problems. And we're going to confront our problems again. We're confronting them now, and I think we will move forward this time. But I really don't need to be lectured by Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping about peaceful protest when they have themselves used their own force just because people wanted to criticize the government. That is not what is happening here.
And amen to that. And thank you to Secretary Rice. I think that her position on this is about as balanced and constructive as it can possibly be. And the one thing that is so ironic about what is going on abroad with these huge demonstrations focused on George Floyd. Now, of course, in France, they have an African immigrant who died in police custody several years ago, and that has also been a focus of the demonstrations in France. But I think that part of what you learn when you actually read about what these demonstrators are saying with these huge crowds elsewhere around the world, first of all, I do think that some of this reflects the frustrations and the just explosion of energy after the lockdown regarding the coronavirus, where, by the way, countries like France, Britain, not Germany, Germany did very well, but France, Britain, Spain, Italy, other leading European countries have much higher death tolls from coronavirus than the United States per 1 million population. There are other countries that have done much better. Sweden has done worse than the United States. People were so proud of the example of Sweden because they didn't do a full shutdown. Well, that was a little bit premature. What's fascinating to me is that 80% of registered voters, according to that new NBC News and Wall Street Journal poll, say they feel that things are generally out of control. 15% believe things are under control. If you believe that things are under control, you should call me, 1-800-955-1776. Let me know who's controlling them and where we're going. Because I think there's always a certain amount of uncertainty about a presidential election. But this presidential election means more than most. What percentage of Democrats think things are out of control? 92%. 78%, and 66% of Republicans who believe things are out of control. Now, that is a huge, huge, commanding majority, and it is very telling. The nearly half of voters, 46%, describe the state of the economy as poor. That's the highest percentage on that question since September of 2012. That's nearly 8 years ago. That is, by the way, before the presidency, before the second term of Barack Obama. And he got reelected anyway, with 46% believing the economy was poor. Will that be the result this time? There are signs in the wind, maybe, maybe not, but we will get to that and more. And has the coronavirus threat really gone away? That and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.